in this very short span of, 7 months, saw that the explosives were used more than 150 times. And through that period, from January to July of last year, we were able to demonstrate that at least 100 people were killed in those incidents, which actually continues there till today. I was just reading yesterday one explosive that hit the MSF hospital 2 days ago on the 19th in Masisi. So these are kind of continuing. So the death toll that we are alluding to into this report is very conservative. So it's much higher than that.
Why is the army and why is the rebel group bombing these infrastructure places and health facilities?
Officially, at least what we see on the justification of them using these explosives, they're saying they're aiming military targets. But what we have found through this research is that the weapons they are using, if you look at the grade rocket they're using, the 122 millimeter, for instance, they are not guided. So you cannot say that you are aiming at a military target near an IDP with such a weapon, which is not guided. That's just not possible because they're going to be a civilian casualty. We submitted our findings to both the MTD3 and the DRC officials last December. We did not get any feedback on that. So we don't know exactly why they are using, at least from their perspective, but what we read on the public space, they are justifying we are aiming military target, but at the end of the day, using the type of the weapon they are using that are not guided, it means that, the civilian casualty are going to be there.
Well, if they're doing that, it would seem to not just imply, but it seems pretty clear that neither side really cares that much about the collateral damage of these civilian deaths.
Absolutely. And it's that to our concern as well. And that's why we are really hoping that, as we are calling for an immediate stop to the use of these explosives, there needs to be accountability for the use of this type of weaponry in densely populated areas and around the IDP camps, and also calling for the ICC, which has reopened its investigation on the DRC, to make sure that they take into account these types of incidents that we believe that could be qualified as war crimes.
Right. You've said that these actions would constitute war crimes likely. Do you know if anybody with the ICC is actually on the ground in the DRC there?
No, it's not an information that we have at the moment. But we believe, but since the last year's engagement by the ICC, that they certainly would have people on the ground, if not themselves directly, but there is also the UN Joint Human Rights Office that is on the ground that we believe that are able to collect this information.
What is the locations of these areas in the DRC where these explosions are happening?
Yeah, so it's a mix of small towns. So we have like two case studies that we studied in this report. Mweso, for example, which is a small town where one rocket hits a house that was full of people, where we register like 19 people killed and several others injured. On this particular case, it was a group of people who have fled other areas, other towns around, coming to Nyasale for security and safety. There are like 17 people were killed. And for that second incident that we studied, it's the information we collected, information shows that, the rocket was coming from M23 held territory. And the first one from Mweso, it was coming from a hill that was held by the FRDC, the Congolese army.